The question was asked, how do blessings and curses work? So we will take the approach of Rabbi Yosef Elbow in the book Sefer HaIkarim, which is that generally we assume that a curse and a blessing is a form of a prayer. Just that a curse is you're praying a bad thing should happen, and a blessing is a prayer that a good thing should happen. Again, there are different approaches. We're going to work with that approach. So when a person curses someone, what they're basically saying is, I pray to God that a bad thing should happen to you. That's a curse. Why would it work? So that goes back to the question of why would prayer work? If it were up to our logic, we would say prayer shouldn't work. You're not telling God anything he didn't know. And yet Hashem says prayer does work. Hashem says, talk to me. So why is a good question. Why Hashem would say, if you talk to me, then I might do what you asked for. But bottom line, he does tell us that works. And so,
you have good intention when you pray.
No, not necessarily.
Curse is not a good intention.
Right, who said it's a good intention? On some level, Hashem says, when you express something to me, then you have brought it closer to being a reality. And then I... Okay. That's an explanation that's offered, right. It could also be explained as when I pray, I force myself to recognize that whatever the outcome is, he's in control. And that's why the word tefillah comes from the word palil, which means clarity. If I force that clarity to myself, so then Hashem might say, okay, I don't have to show you I'm the boss. I can give the outcome you've asked for, which is there can be many explanations as to why. The why is a difficult thing. If Hashem doesn't tell us why it works, so then we're working in the dark trying to figure out why it works. But if Hashem tells us what works, Hashem says, I'm giving you a mitzvah to pray to me, to talk to me. It's a biblical mitzvah. So then I understand that on some level Hashem says, I run the world, you have to deal with the world, you're not going to tell me something I don't know, and yet your prayer can make the difference. By the same token, a blessing and a curse can make the difference. Again, Hashem doesn't give us an exact formula. It's not that Hashem says, you pray to me 100 times at the Kotel that it will rain on the 10th of Cheshvan, and it will rain on the 10th of Cheshvan. Hashem doesn't give us ironclad formulas in the sense that in this world you can just pray that such and such will happen, and for sure it'll happen. Part of the challenge of living in this world is that Hashem says, in general, yes, this is, I'm going to listen to your prayer, but what I will decide, I'm not sharing with you. You will wait and live that life and see what I've decided.
That I can accept, but I mean, somebody that's not part of Am Yisrael can curse me and it can affect me.
Hashem gave power to our words. That just like someone who's not part of Klal Yisrael can pull a trigger, and their trigger can affect something. By the same token, Hashem says, I've given another force in the world called the power of speech. And what you say to people, just like you can tell on a person and that will affect their finances, and you can badmouth a person and that will affect them. By the same token, you could bless or curse a person. There is a concept that the Chafetz Chaim said, which is actually written in the Medrash Rabbah, which basically says that a blessing or a curse takes a potential and brings it to realization. It's not that if a person doesn't deserve anything bad to happen, then a curse will cause it to happen. But rather that the curse is what opens the door to unleash what was there in potential beforehand. In other words, it could be a person, it's like a person that smokes. So they free a free radical in their bloodstream. Now, will that free radical cause a chain effect and the person will end up with cancer? Not necessarily. A person can smoke once, twice, five times, 10 times, and eventually the body gets rid of the free radical, and a person continues living healthy. But can it be that a person will smoke only once, and that will destroy his life? It can happen. So there are many times in life things that we do that have a potential, and yet that potential is not released. It's not realized. A curse is, I'm opening the door by cursing, that we're opening the door for that curse to come, for that bad thing to come to fruition. But it's not inventing it. That's what Chafetz Chaim insisted, that if you bless someone with something that's completely impossible, you tell a person, I bless you that you will live another 100 years. And based on that person's natural health, they can't live more than another 2 or 3 years. That blessing will not affect the person. The Chafetz Chaim said the idea of a blessing, and again, this concept is really rooted in the Medrash Rabbah, The idea of a blessing, explained the Chafetz Chaim, is that I'm taking something that's there, that has potential to be there, and I'm making that potential come to realization. But the potential had to have been there before my blessing or curse. The blessing or the curse takes the potential and helps it go from being potential to reality, to realization. So the curse also could be that a person was walking his merry way and he shouldn't have tripped and nothing bad should have happened to him. But if there was no room in heaven, where if he was perfect, and that's what the Talmud says, that there were rabbis who, different sorcerers tried to curse them, and it all backfired on the sorcerer. Just like Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, that he hears there's a snake biting people, so he puts his leg by the pit, and the snake comes out and bites him, and the snake drops dead. What's going on here? Because there was no room for Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa to die from a snake. But anyone else couldn't do that. We have to take the natural precautions not to be bitten by a snake. We can't think, if a snake bites me, woe to that snake, he'll drop dead. No, because am I so pious that if a snake drops me, there's no way in heaven they'll say I should die? He should die, not me. We're not on that level. So we walk around with all kinds of potentials, where in heaven there are all kinds of prosecutors just waiting to nab us. It's like you're driving in the car and there's a policeman on your tail. So if you're driving, everything's legitimate, you're not talking on your cell phone, your seatbelt is buckled, your car registration, everything's right, you're driving in lane, and every time before you switch lanes, you turn on the blinker, everything's perfect, so it doesn't matter that the policeman's behind you. But if you're like most people, where most of the time you're driving fine, but every so often an SMS comes in and you look down to your cell phone, and if the policeman can catch you in that moment, then he could lock a person away, so then that the fact that the policeman is driving right behind you can make a big difference. The curse is putting the policeman right behind you. It's looking, wait, is there something they're doing wrong? Is there a way to nab them? If there's nothing to nab them on, so then the curse can't help them. We say you don't curse people. We don't want bad things to happen to people. You'll say, but if they don't deserve it, it won't happen. That's not true. It could be that they don't necessarily deserve it, but they're not perfect. And if you curse them, so what you're saying is, in heaven, can you please give this person some tzaras? Give them a little bit of trouble. Let them suffer a little bit. So in heaven they say, well, actually, there were a few things that were there hanging. We were giving him time to do tshuva. We weren't nabbing him on them. You made a request. Okay, we'll open the door.
So why did it work on Yitzhak? Like, what did Yitzhak do?
I don't know God's calculations. I could get the Midrash says that because Yitzchak favored Esav, and the Medrash says when a person accepts bribes from wicked people, so that causes them to go blind. So Avimelech's curse was able to bring it to fruition. There was something Yitzchak did. He tried to be the perfect person, Yitzchak. He tried to do everything right. And yet, when he had two sons and one was wicked, he accepted bribes from him and he tried to see him in a positive light. And ultimately, he became blind from it. If Avimelech wouldn't have cursed him, so it wouldn't have played itself out that way. So Yitzchak did something wrong, but it didn't have to cause him to be blind at the end of his life.
There's also a couple, right? Because we have those.
Okay.